seconds. One time for the underdog. One time for the underdog. Ignition sequence start.
Let me see you put 'em up. Reach the sky, touch the stars up above. Cause it's one time for the underdog. One time for the underdog.
You're listening to the Valuetainment Podcast, where we discuss various strategies that will help you scale your business to the next level. I'm your host, Patrick Bedivin, and for those of you that like to read a lot of different books, I'm going to tell you about the top 10 best marketing books every entrepreneur must read. So when you hear the word marketing, what do you think about? Really marketing, because the world of business is a lot about marketing, about how you market yourself, your product. What do you think about? What word comes to mind? See, for me, when I think about the word marketing, I think about how you tell your story. How you tell the story of your company, how you tell the story of yourself, how your story is being told. Is it reaching the audience you want it to reach? Do you know the audience that you want it to reach? That's marketing. And a lot of times, I remember one time I was in an audience and I heard this speaker speaking from stage, and his audience was filled with 70-year-olds who are getting ready to retire. They were between 70 to 80, and he's on stage. No one in the audience is less than 55. And he's on stage and saying, can you imagine if one day you're driving a Ferrari? Can you imagine if one day you're driving a Lamborghini? Can you imagine one day you're going down to the beach and you're surfing? And I'm sitting there saying, does he know who he's marketing to and how he's telling the story? Because your story doesn't resonate with this audience. Maybe it resonates with a different, but it does not resonate with this audience. So it is very, very important for you to study marketing. And marketing becomes an art. It becomes a lot of fun. If you learn how to do it the proper way, it helps you out in business, helps you out in every aspect of your life. So many of you kept asking me, Pat, give me top books I need to read on marketing. And finally, we're giving it to you. And I'm giving it to you in a way where I'll recommend 10 books to you. And then from there, you can do whatever you want with these 10 books. I believe every entrepreneur must study these 10 books for marketing. Number 10 for me on this list would be The Art of SEO. The Art of SEO is number 10 on the list. And the reason why this book, now keep in mind, you can buy this book, and I think they have the most recent edition. I don't even think this is the most recent one. Mario, I think there's another edition after this one. Yeah, there's another, this is saying that. There's another edition after this one, The Art of SEO. And it's pretty big. You're talking about 645 pages. And what you'll first do when you pick this book up, go to the contents, and then go through areas right now you're struggling with. You can literally take this thing and go to try an SEO to conversion and ROI. I'm struggling with that. Let me go study that. This almost becomes the Bible for SEO, because nowadays, whether you're doing SEO for your company, yourself, your site, whatever you're doing, you need to understand the world and the world of SEO. If you don't, you're going to be left behind. You, your team, your staff needs to know this language. This is the book I would recommend. The next one I would recommend is Contagious. Contagious is a very good book that describes the certain elements combined together that makes up for something to go viral, for something to spread. And the words it uses is social currency, triggers, emotion, public, practical value, and stories. I highly recommend you read this book, Contagious, because once you read it, you'll kind of say, well, now this makes sense why this idea caught on and it started spreading. I never thought about it this way. One of the stories it talks about in Contagious is the iPhone video, right? The iPhone, he puts it in the blender, and you see this blender chopping up this phone, and this blender blows up. Because the point of this blender was, it is so powerful, it can tear up an iPhone. That became the marketing campaign on how to tell the story of how amazing of a blender this is. This blender started selling blenders all over the world. Very, very good book to read for marketing is Contagious. I'd say the other one is Made to Stick. I don't know if I have one here with me. We always have one in the office. I don't have one here with me. Let's put a picture of it on the video so you can see it. Made to Stick is a book that explains to you how the story sticks with your audience. A lot of times you will tell a story where somebody will not remember, and then here's what we do for a company. You'll go to a presentation, for instance, and after presentation you walk out, you remember nothing. You don't remember a single thing, but you'll go to another presentation, same exact topic, same everything. The speaker says 6 different stories, and 3 of them stayed with you. One of them brought tears to your eyes, and you walk out. That story is made to stick. It sticks with you. You will forever link this company to the story that was shared with you because it was made to stick. It teaches you how to get your stories to stick with the people you're doing business with. Number 7 is Traction. Obviously, Traction has to do with I think it's 19 or 21 points he talks about in this book on traction, on how to get your concept, your product, to start having traction where it starts creating momentum and starts building on that momentum. Very good book, Traction. Number six is Trust Me, I'm Lying, which I think is one of the best titles out there for marketing. This is by Ryan Holiday, I think, right? Ryan Holiday's Trust Me, I'm Lying. Beautiful title for a book, and when you read it, he explains to you what things he did as he was marketing his products. He's got so many great stories on what he did, so I would recommend you reading Trust Me, I'm Lying. Number six is Dotcom Secrets. Dotcom Secrets is written by, I want to say his name right, Russell Branson. Am I saying it right? Russell Branson. And Russell Branson is pretty well known in the marketing space. A lot of people use him. A lot of people know him. And they pay him a lot of money to do the work that he does for them. I'm talking seven figures type of numbers that this guy gets paid to do the work. In Dotcom Secrets, he simply tells you how to set up your emails. He said how to get the funnels when the customers come in and how to set up your funnels in a way that's leading to what you want and then asking for more. There's a lot of things you can learn about your business on Dotcom Secrets. Number four to me is Kotler and Keller, Marketing Management. It's a old school book that if you go to university, if you get this book, you pretty much don't need to go get a marketing degree because this is what they talk about the entire time in marketing. It's got so many great stuff in this book on what you can do on your marketing side. Lots of value in this. I was almost putting this as number one, but it's number four, Kotler and Keller. And then number three is Tipping Point. Tipping Point is what happened to Facebook. Tipping Point is what happened to Instagram, to Snapchat. Tipping Point, what happened to the Dollar Shave Club, where that one video which everybody has seen, and now Dollar Shave Club was recently purchased, Mario, by who? Gillette just bought them for $1 billion. Dollar Shave Club was just bought for $1 billion after the commercial went viral on YouTube and got 24 million views. $1 billion check for Dollar Shave Club. You'll find out why that happens in the book Tipping Point. Number two is very close to number one, but I didn't put it number one, was Positioning, The Battle for Your Mind. It's an older book, it's not a newer book, so some of the company's examples it gives in that book is not newer, it's older. But still, the book is so effective and relevant to today that I think every marketer needs to study that book. Don't even read that book. That's a book you study. It's called Positioning, The Battle for Your Mind. There's a lot of different editions, a lot of different colors. I don't know which one you guys are going to put up here on the image to show, but it's a fantastic book for you to read. And then number one, obviously, above everything, to me in the marketing world, is Blue Ocean Strategy. I've been saying this in so many different books. They've already sold, I don't know, 3 million copies, 4 million copies. Every single marketer, every CEO, I've had every single executive at one point, I had them read this book cover to cover, wrote a paper on it. We spent 8 hours just talking about this book in a room full of 40 people that we were coming up with ideas after reading this book. Sometimes so many people ask me questions about marketing, and I ask the question, first read the book Blue Ocean Strategy, then ask me these questions on marketing. This is that important of a book for every entrepreneur, every businessman, every businesswoman, every executive, every single person who's planning on doing anything that has to do with marketing. You got to read this. It gives you an edge on business, on how to market and tell your story in a unique way where you separate yourself from all the other competitors. But everyone's trying to go after one market. You pivot and all of a sudden you don't have an enemy anymore and you have an easier time getting a bigger piece of this pie. Because now there's no enemies. Enemies, it's a water, you're in a blue ocean where there's no one there. Instead of a red ocean shark infested, you're in a beautiful place over here. Thanks everybody for listening. And by the way, if you haven't already subscribed to Valuetainment on iTunes, please do so. Give us a 5-star, write a review if you haven't already. And if you have any questions for me that you may have, you can always find me on Snapchat, Instagram, Facebook, or YouTube. Just search my name, Patrick Bit-David. And I actually do respond back when you snap me or send me a message on Instagram. With that being said, have a great day today. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.